Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our weekly edition of 52 Players. 52 Players is an expose on the 52 most powerful people on Long Island. And I'm certainly sitting with one of them now. His name is Mike Levine, and he is the new, relatively new, president of the Trial Lawyers Association.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you guys are powerhouses, absolute powerhouses, and I'm sitting with somebody who's a complete powerhouse. Mike Levine, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. Thanks so much.
Now, what do you guys do exactly? Obviously, you're a group of folks, and I'm saying I know what you guys do. But when you talk to folks out there, you're not a lobbying group, right?
In essence, we are kind of a lobbying group. I mean, the Trial Lawyers is composed of approximately 4,500 trial lawyers throughout New York State. And it's actually the biggest Trial Lawyers Association in the United States.
What's the number, 4,500?
4,500 in New York.
That's a monster number.
Yeah, it's a good size. What I do as the president of the organization is I put out a lot of fires. I'm kind of a public liaison between the bench and the bar throughout the state. And I primarily spend a lot of time meeting legislators, whether they be assembly members or senators, members of Governor Cuomo's staff and so forth. And I talk to them about bills for victims that we would like to see perhaps gain some momentum in Albany. And when I also talk to them about bills that maybe are being pushed by the other side, our opponents, that we think are harmful to victims and our clients.
Well, whatever you're doing, you make a splash doing it. And you guys get a bad rap, but let's face it. Without trial lawyers, we're also in a lot of trouble. We're at the mercy. We're at the mercy of all the trial lawyers. We're at the mercy of the system. So you guys, honestly, your powerhouses, and certainly here in New York State, when you're talking about 4,500 members, what's the next closest group to you in the United States? Do you know?
Of trial attorneys, it's probably going to be the California bar or the Texas State bar. But, you know, it's funny, Frank, you mentioned an interesting thing. You know, everybody attacks trial attorneys until they, in fact, need a trial attorney.
Exactly.
And then we're their best friends. And, you know, I pride myself on being there for people when they need me. And if they don't need me, then God bless them. But, you know, one of the problems that we have in our society is that insurance companies don't have the ability to deal with claimants in good faith. And it's only because of the fact that insurance companies don't have the ability to do that, that people have to come to attorneys for their assistance. So if attorneys acted and negotiated in good faith with injured people, I would be out of a job.
Well, yeah, which would be the ideal situation, but it will never, ever happen.
It won't.
It will never happen. How long have you been in this position?
So the president of New York State Trial Lawyers position is a one-year position. So I got sworn in at Ohika Castle on June 24th before 350 guests, and I'll be in that capacity for another 8.5 months, Frank.
I heard it was a coronation more than an installation, and people knew beforehand that you were going to do this. How far in advance do you know that you're going to take over?
Well, you're president-elect for a year, and then you kind of rise up in the ranks, and then there is a nominating committee of trial lawyers, and they decide whether they want to nominate you as president, and if you accept, you become president-elect for a year, and then after that year, you become the president.
A reminder, this is Frank McKay, and you are listening to our weekly installment of 52 Players, and we are with somebody who's one of the biggest players in the state, never mind on Long Island, and his name is Mike Levine, and he is the president of the Trial Lawyers Association, and they are a powerhouse, 4,500 strong, and as Mike just mentioned, he is one of the He's one of the folks that have been elected, and he was elected a year in advance, right? Now, what's the difference between what the job is and what you assume the job would have been?
You know, it's funny. I mean, the job is all-consuming. In addition, I mean, today I met with the leader of the Minority Caucus, who has offices in Brooklyn, the Assembly Minority Caucus.
Brian Kolb?
Kareem Kamara.
Oh, okay.
And he's an assembly member in Brooklyn. So I get into my car, driving to Brooklyn, meet with him for an hour, and then I come back because I still got to manage a practice of 124 clients, and I am still the mayor of my village of Oldfield with over 1,100 residents. I've been doing that now.
Beautiful village over there.
Thank you, thank you. It really is. So. And a couple other boards that I serve on. So I guess I'm a busy guy. You know, when I ran for mayor many years ago, I said, you want a job done, give it to the busiest guy in the room and it'll get done. And that's kind of been my forte over the years. No matter how busy I am, I seem to get it all done.
Well, that's so, a cliche, but
I'm looking forward to retirement some point down the road.
You look like a young guy. You look like you're way too young to retire. How long have you been admitted?
30 years now.
Wow, it goes fast, right?
Yeah, too fast. Now, I got admitted in 1985, if you can believe it. So
let's do a little bit of a history, a Mike Levine history. First of all, where were you born? Where did you grow up? That type of thing.
Yeah, born and raised in Port Washington. I had an interesting phone call last year telling me that I had been nominated to be inducted in my high school Hall of Fame for athletics. And I was like, you sure you got the right Mike Levine? I swear
what did
to
you
God.
Play? What was your game?
Tennis. And right. And I wasn't, for some reason, I wasn't mistaken. They had the right Mike Levine. So I got inducted last year. And so I graduated from Schreiber High School in 1975. And from there, I went on to Hobart College, upstate New York. And then from there, took a year off and became a ski bum out in Colorado. And then from there, I went to law school, graduated from law school in 1983.
What law school did you go to?
Mercer University in Georgia. Graduated from there in 1983 and worked in New York City until 1990. And interesting story, my wife is a physician, and she graduated from her fellowship, and she was looking for a job, and she got offered a job at Stony Brook. And at that point in time, I was living in New York City, and we moved out to Ashurokan, of all places. And I was commuting into New York City, and by the second day on the train, I said, this is not going to work. So I started looking for a job on Long Island, and in 1990, I was hired by the firm that I'm still with to the present day.
What's the firm?
Well, back then, it was Gann and Chosky Rappaport. Then it morphed into Rappaport, Glass, Green, and Levine, and now it's Rappaport, Glass, Levine, and Zullo. And hopefully, it'll stay that name for the foreseeable future.
It costs you a fortune in business cards. I got to keep changing.
And signs and business card. Oh, my God, yeah. But we've had this name for a long time now, so
well, let's talk. Let's talk about your wife for a second. What type of medicine?
My wife is a retina surgeon. She was initially at...
I had a detached retina.
Well, then that would be the doctor that you would be seen by for that injury. So she has offices now in Shirley and Comac. And she's been practicing medicine out here on Long Island as long as I've been practicing law out here on Long Island.
And Brett Rosenblatt, so. I think. I didn't know you at the time. So
yeah,
I had to go.
Yeah.
You know who Brett Rosenblatt is? He's somebody who saved my eye. I got to give credit to your wife and everybody who does that.
Right.
It would be a lot of blind people out there. And he just got it in the nick of time. And it was just wonderful.
Yeah. My wife is a special woman, and she's so skilled. Sometimes I wonder what she's doing with a guy like me. But... she's a real pro at what she does.
Well, he's modest, and he's certainly one of the 52 players here on Long Island. And if you're just tuning in, this is Frank McKay, and my special guest is the president, the new president of the Trial Lawyers Association, 4,500 strong here in New York. And again, his name is Mike Levine. And we are talking a little bit about his career, his life, and you're a power couple. You're married to a doctor and a lawyer. Do you have kids?
I do.
How many kids?
I do. Two kids.
And what are they into? How old are they?
So I got a son who's in his senior year at Colgate University, and he wants to go into law school, took the LSAT just recently, and I told him under no circumstances can he work for my firm for the foreseeable future. I want him to get beat up a little bit and see what it's like out there, and then maybe down the road we'll see how he does. And then my daughter is a senior at Ward Melville High School.
Nice.
So
you still have one to get through.
I do. I'm saving all my pennies because next year, if my son goes to law school, and my daughter's certainly on her way to college, it's going to be one brutal year in terms of tuitions.
What do you think about the future of lawyers here on Long Island? It's not an easy. It's not an easy deal. There's a lot of them, and there's a lot of good guys out there, a lot of good gals practicing law. But it's flooded. The market's flooded. Is that a correct assessment?
I don't think it is, Frank, and I'll tell you why. I mean, I know for a fact that law school enrollment is down significantly over the last couple of years, and there's several reasons for that. First of all, the tuition is extremely high. I mean, if you are not eligible for financial assistance, you could be looking at a $65,000 a year bill. That's a big problem. And also, in the last, say, decade now, kids coming out of law school have had a hard time getting careers started. That sent a chilling effect throughout the industry. And now, the law school enrollment is down as a result of that. So I think you're going to see in the next 10 years, if not earlier, I know this sounds a little bit funny, but you might actually see a shortage of attorneys coming out of law school. Whether that can be problematic or not depends upon who you're speaking to. But, I've said this forever, and I'll say it forever. There's always room for good, competent lawyers. There's never room for incompetent lawyers. And frankly, you know it as well as I do. There's a lot of good lawyers out there, and then there's some lawyers out there that got no business doing what we do for a living. So...
Well, listen, I agree with you. I happen to be on the Board of Governors for Toro Law School. And yes, enrollment, everywhere is a little down, and I think we're doing some good things there. But what you guys are doing is noticeable. When you guys speak up, people listen. You got a tremendous amount of responsibility when you're in that that position. It's not just it's certainly you don't put a party hat on and just go to event after event. You actually have a lot of interaction with with everyone from the governor, probably to the president, of the United States. I'm sure there's laws that you guys are lobbying for to get taken care of, and I imagine being in the position where you're the top. At least as far as enrollment goes, with 4,500 people, you have a lot to say nationally with the group. How active is the local group with the national group?
Yeah, that's a great question. And frankly, we're not that active with the national group because the laws that we're looking to pass are only state laws. We're not looking to have an impact upon national laws. So we certainly support the American Association of Justice, but we don't have week in and week out interaction with them. It's actually rare when we do have interaction with them. My obligation as the president is to be credible and to be factual. And if I present the legislators and the members of the Senate Assembly with facts and statistics, it's virtually impossible to lose your credibility. And I think that is sometimes what makes or breaks the outcome of a bill, is whether we're credible, which I pride myself on being, and whether it's a bill that it makes sense. So,
I know so many people the same people that bang away at the trial lawyers or politicians, for that matter. But the three men in the room argument that, you know, you have the governor, the majority list speaker, and the Senate majority leader, and in this case there's two, you know, this year there's been two. People like to throw rocks, love to criticize that, but let's put one thing on the table. It's functioning as a bipartisan group, and a lot is getting done. What's your assessment of how you guys have been treated, and the changes that you were trying to affect? How have the folks up there, Silver, Cuomo, and Skelos, how do they rate in your book?
You know, I think I haven't interacted with Cuomo yet. I look forward to it. As a matter of fact, I was trying to get a motorcycle ride in with him because I ride motorcycles, and I know he does too. So hopefully that'll happen soon. I've had plenty of interaction with Dean Skelos and Shelley Silver.
They're responsive, right?
Incredibly so. And the reason why they're responsive is because we're very straightforward with them. I mean, we're looking to help victims that are being harmed by bad legislation. We're looking to help victims by trying to push good legislation. And they get it. Both of those gentlemen get it. They understand that there are problems with the system. I mean, for instance, one of the big problems, Frank, that I've been rallying on since I got installed as a president, and I've been talking about it on my own show, is the fact that a lot of motorists in this state only have $25,000 of insurance on their automobiles. And besides the fact that they're exposing themselves to personal liability if they get sued and somebody has significant injuries, you know, if you're a victim of inadequate insurance, it's a tragedy all the way around. And I got right now several clients that have lost arms, legs. They've been hit by cars that only have $25,000 of insurance, and it's just sad. There's no other way to put it. It's sad and it's unfair that these people with these, you know, really horrific injuries are left with complete inadequate coverage and compensation for them. And that's something that's been my rallying cry since I got installed back in June. We need to make a change with regard to this coverage. It's been around since 1994. Its time has come and gone a long time ago. We need to have a set of minimum coverage that's much more significant and more fair to those people that need it the most.
If you're just tuning in, if you're just turning on your radio, you are listening to 52 Players, our weekly installment of the 52 most powerful people on Long Island. And certainly someone who makes that list is the former mayor of Oldfield. Former mayor?
No, present.
Present mayor.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm on my fourth term.
Wow, you got a full plate. My gosh. The husband of Dr. Levine?
Dr. Weber.
Dr. Weber.
Right. She didn't want to take my name when we got married. And, you know, she's a very independent woman. I wasn't going to push that issue.
Hey, listen, good for you. Good for you. And he's part of a power couple. Dr. Weber is a retinal specialist.
She is.
And Mike Levine is the very popular and latest installment of the trial lawyers president, the president of the trial lawyers. And here in New York, the New York State trial lawyers have 4,500 members. Is it around 4,500? Is it more or less? It's close?
You know, it might vary a couple hundred from month to month, but that's a pretty accurate number.
Now, let me say something, and I would say this whether you were here or not. I hear great things about you, and what I heard is echoes with what you just said. Somebody said to me, and he said it to me privately, so I'll keep it. He said, this guy gets it. He gets it because he knows it's about the victims. He knows what his job is, even though he's got a powerful position and the trial lawyers are in a powerful position. Mike Levine understands that his role is to make the rights of the insured and the people that that need the lawyers make their lives better, and that's why he's going to go down as a very successful president. Now, a very prominent guy said that I won't give him up because he said it privately, but that's a compliment, and you seem like that's where you're coming from. Is that where you're supposed to be coming from, or is that unique?
Well, I don't know. I just know that, Frank, I'm a really matter-of-fact guy. And I speak what's on my mind, and I like to think I'm a stand-up guy. That's where I present myself. That's who I am genetically. You know, if you like it, that's great. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. But at this point in my life, I can't change that much.
Well, so. Let me ask it this way. Do any of your members say, hey, it's about us. It's not just about them. It's, you know, it's not about the, you know, the victims' rights. It's about us, 4,500 here.
You know, I mean, that's a great question. And I do hear people say it's about us. And then I say, well, you got the wrong guys present then, because it's not about us. I couldn't care less about us. I care about doing the right thing. So,
listen, they got the right guy as president, and he's one of our 52 players here on Long Island. I wish I had more time with him. Just really an amazing guy. And from everything I heard about you, Mike, just congratulations on everything you're doing and
Thank
everything
you, Frank.
You guys are doing. The New York State, the president of the New York State Trials, Trial Lawyers Attorney
Association, right,
Association, yeah. 4,500 strong, and the current mayor of Oldfield, which is a beautiful village.
Thank you.
North Shore of Long Island. You guys do a wonderful job over there, Mike Levine. Is there a website people can follow you on, or do you have a social media?
Well, my firm's website is www.rglzlaw.com, Frank.
Mike Levine, certainly a worthy member of the 52 players here in 2014, and I'm sure he'll make that list next year as the former president. Anyway, Mike Levine from the Trial Lawyers has been our special guest. This is Frank McKay. We will be back right after this. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you too, Frank. I appreciate it.
We'll be back right after this.